jumps around, has, it's green and real small.
Frog.
We're
called
frogs.
Yeah, what, are there different kinds of frogs?
Yes.
What would be some different kind?
I can't describe them.
What would you call a big one?
Bullfrog.
Okay, how about a little one?
Just a frog.
Just a frog? Okay. How about the thing that looks like a frog that lives on a tree, maybe you're supposed to give you warts?
Toad.
Yeah, okay. You go fishing around here, you're liable to dig up some...
Worms.
Okay, any other terms for worms? Just...
Night crawlers.
Is a night crawler the same as a worm?
It is a worm.
Okay.
But it's usually a specific size, or so they call them night crawlers.
What size?
Bigger than a regular worm, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well then they have the red worms.
Mm-hmm.
They're good for bluegills.
Mm-hmm. So that would be your term, just they're either worms or red worms.
Mm-hmm.
Or night crawlers. Okay. How about the type of insect that has, it's a relatively big insect, about maybe this long, it has four wings, and a lot of times you see it over the water. Well, frequently they're bright green or bright blue, and they eat mosquitoes. They sort of skim over the water a lot of times, and they'll either look like they're hovering in one place, or they'll be moving real fast, and they sort of dart around.
I've not seen them, but I don't know what you call them.
The proper term is dragonfly. Would you have any other word for it? You wouldn't have heard?
No.
You wouldn't have heard a term like snake doctor or snake beater or anything? Okay. You see a sweater like this, it's got holes in it, you figure you probably have a problem with what?
Moths.
Okay.
Cigarette ashes.
Oh, I wear the sweater for this. What are the kind of insects that light up in the summertime? The kids like to catch them and put them in a bottle.
Glowworm.
The glowworm is, describe a glowworm.
Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
Are those two different things? Or?
Same thing.
They're the same thing, okay. What are some insects that might sting you?
Bees, hornets.
Wasps.
Okay. Anything else? What are the type of wasps that, I guess they're a type of wasps, they're fairly small, but they live in the ground and they have their bright yellow and black stripes.
Yellow jacket.
Yeah. Also, what about the type of wasp that builds a nest out of mud? And it builds these things that look like organ pipes.
I don't know what they're called.
You wouldn't have a term for those? Or? Okay. Call them dirt daubers or anything? Or, okay. I guess I just about finished this out. What about the small fish that you'd catch maybe to use as bait?
Minnows.
Mm-hmm. You, maybe have been gone for a while and you come back and you notice up in the corner or something like that. There isn't one there, but there might be.
Cobweb?
Yeah. What produces a cobweb?
Spider.
Okay. What would you call a spider web if you saw it outside? In the garden. Would you still call it a cobweb, or would you call it?
Oh, you mean the thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know if they call it anything. I don't know.
Okay, you wouldn't call it a cobweb, though, if it were outside. You know, maybe I'm making it, would you call it a spider web, or?
Well, in the fall of the year, the spider webs flying around through the air.
Mm-hmm.
You call them spider webs.
Mm-hmm.
You generally get them after the first hour of frost.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a sunny day. See,